With the first sighting of a spiny-tailed iguana ever recorded on Sanibel, the island's exotic lizard management program has been recommissioned. The city put the task force together in 2007 after an increase in green iguanas and Nile monitor lizards. After record cold temperatures in the winter of 2010, the majority of the lizards died off and the task force shut down. The spiny-tailed iguanas eat both plants and animals. The green iguanas feed mostly on colorful flowers and were only a nuisance to homeowners. Sanibel environmental biologist Holly Milbrandt says this new lizard could have harmful effects on protected species on the island.
There is some evidence that they could impact eggs of nesting seabirds on our beaches, eggs of nesting sea turtles. They could also impact some of our protected species like gopher tortoises. There's some evidence a number of iguanas or other lizards that will actually take over gopher tortoise burrows. So they could also be a problem for reproducing gopher tortoises.
Milbrandt encourages people to contact the Sanibel Police Department through its non-emergency number if they spot any type of iguana on the island. I'm Luke Jenke in Fort Myers.